This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Peace talks between Russian and Ukrainian negotiators continue in Istanbul in an effort to end Russia's invasion of Ukraine or at least reach an agreement on a ceasefire. Turkey's foreign minister told the Associated Press the talks began well. As he said, negotiators have reached a consensus and common understanding on some issues. Russia's military said Tuesday it would cut back operations around the capital, Kyiv, and the northern city of Cherniv during the talks in an effort to increase trust in the process. But just as talks in Istanbul were getting underway Tuesday, local authorities in the southern Ukrainian port city of Mykolaiv say a Russian rocket hit the regional administration building there, killing at least 7 people and wounding 22. Meanwhile, regardless of the outcome of the most recent talks, international aid agencies say a vast amount of humanitarian aid will be needed for Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The head of the International Federation of the Red Cross, Francesco Rocca, alongside the Red Crescent Societies, says an estimated 18 million people in Ukraine, or about one-third of the country's population, will need major aid amid the devastation and displacement after Russia's invasion. Rocca adds the Ukrainian Red Cross has reached 400,000 people so far, with items like food, bedding, blankets, tents and water. While a spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross says time is running out for civilians in Mariupol and other frontline areas that have recently been unable to receive aid. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations says the Russian invasion of Ukraine has pushed at least 10 million people out of their homes and more than 3.8 million have fled the country. This is VOA News. The International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi arrived in Ukraine Tuesday for talks with senior government officials on delivering urgent technical assistance to ensure the safety of the country's nuclear facilities. The UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency said in a statement that Grossi hopes to initiate prompt safety and security support for Ukraine's nuclear sites. That would include sending IAEA experts to prioritized facilities and sending vital safety and security supplies, including monitoring and emergency equipment. The agency said that Grossi will travel to one of Ukraine's nuclear power plants this week. Ukraine has 15 nuclear reactors at 4 active power plants and is also home to the decommissioned Chernobyl plant, the site of the 1986 nuclear disaster. Russian forces in Ukraine have taken control of Chernobyl, as well as Europe's largest active power plant at Zaporizhzhia. Saudi Arabia's oil chief said Tuesday international petroleum markets are going through a jittery period, exacerbated by recent rebel attacks on Saudi Arabia, and he said that the Saudis' ability to ensure energy security is no longer guaranteed. Speaking at the World Government Summit in Dubai Tuesday, Energy Minister Prince Abdullah bin Salman said cross-border attacks have put into question their ability to supply the world with its necessary energy requirements.
It goes without saying that if this security of supply is impacted, it would impact us, certainly our economy, our well-being, our people. But more fundamentally, I think it's also will affect the world economy.
The attacks have been carried out by Yemen rebel Houthis, who are supported by Iran. The Saudi energy minister said Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates could once rely on a collective effort to ensure their energy security. He said these pillars are no longer there. Oil prices are already at their highest in years and have shot up further amid the Houthi attacks on Saudi Arabia, OPEC's largest oil producer. Crude oil prices are trading above $110 a barrel, though have soared at times past $120 a barrel. South Korea's military said Tuesday North Korea's long-range launch last week likely involved a missile it had previously tested in 2017, not the new type of intercontinental ballistic missile North Korea claims to have fired. A South Korean military spokesman told VOA the missile used in the March 24 test was likely a modified version of a Hwasong 15 ICBM, not the larger Hwasong 17 ICBM that North Korea claimed. Repeating this hour's top news story, peace talks between Russia and Ukrainian negotiators continue in Istanbul. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.